I started working on succession, the problem of succession, just 2 years after I became chief executive officer. I went to the vice president in charge of executive manpower development, and I said, give me a list of the contenders for my job. And he gave me a list, and 17, 18 people on it. I went over the list. I said, you don't have Jack Welch there. Well, he said, you know, he's so young, and he's kind of a, you know, not a typical GE guy. I mean, he's a little bit of a wild man, and so forth and so on. I said, put his name on the list, because I had told you I had seen his strategic planning, and I'd said to myself, this is a guy I've got to look at very carefully. Now, the whole subject of succession became the subject of a book written by Dick Vansel on the Harvard faculty, Passing the Baton. That all came about in a very unusual way. Twice a year, I used to go up to Harvard and speak at the Harvard Business School. And twice a year or more, I'd go to the Wharton School and do the same thing, because I felt it important to get the latest feel for what's going on in the business schools, how the students were reacting to things that I'd bring up in a lecture and questions I would get. Because this is where we're going to get our manpower. And I'd gone up there, and I got up there because the dean had said, come up and have lunch with us before you give your afternoon speech. And we went to place where the Harvard faculty were having lunch, and there were about six of them sitting around the table. And the question came up that we don't know what your retirement plans are, but you must be giving some thought. And so I launched into the story. There were half a dozen potential candidates to succeed me. And I went to each and said, I would like very much if you would write a memorandum on what actions you would take, what programs you would initiate, etc., if you were chairman of General Electric. Meantime, I had developed myself my vision of what General Electric would be facing in the next decade. What was going to be the situation in the world? What strengths did we have that we could rely on? What weaknesses did we have we'd better enhance and prove ourselves? And I had this all, or not technologies and everything else, because I had all these studies made. And it was one of the things that I could get from the work that I had had our strategic planning corporate-wise looking at. So the industries that were going to grow and develop and so on. And I got these memoranda, and they were very widely. But they were all very interesting. They all were thoughtful. And then I started the airplane interviews, unannounced, each one, had an interview, and I said, you and I are flying in the plane crashes, who should be chairman of General Electric? And of course, they all try to climb out of the wreckage and say, well, I really wouldn't that hurt, because, you know, I want to be chairman. And I say, well, you can't be. Who should be chairman? Now, that was my way of finding out how they viewed their competition, what strengths they saw in others, what weaknesses they saw in others, what sort of a relationship did they have with their competitors. Because no one man can run GE all by himself. You need a leader, but you need a couple of guys working, because we're so diverse, you need a couple of men working with him that can help him, and because they're more attuned to certain areas of the business, let's say, than the guy at the top who's grown up in this area versus that, and so on. And the first interview was, because it came right out of the blue, and they never expected it, with Zoe, Jesus, all over the lot, and very difficult to make a great deal out of it. But it was nonetheless very informative. And the minute they left, I would be jotting down all the significant comments that I thought came out of the meeting. A couple weeks later, I'd repeat the exercise. Now they're ready for it. They've got it all written up, in effect. And boy, it was a much more polished performance. And again, when they left, I jotted down all the significant things that I had gotten out of the meeting. Then there was a third where I said to them, all right, now let's say you've been made chairman. I would like to see your strategic vision and the program that you would initiate against that strategic vision. I would not have told them what mine was that I had developed. And they all came back with, again, very thoughtful memoranda on that subject. But I felt after reviewing all these that the most thoughtful, comprehensive, aggressive, yet realistic was the one Jack Welch had developed. And I also knew from the airplane interviews those in the select group at the top with whom he would be most comfortable working, and those where no way would he want to work with them. And so that's the way we reached this. And then I went to the board and I said that there were three fellows I'd like to move up, all as vice chairman of the company. Same rank, same pay scale, everything. I want to move the three without disclosing my feelings about each of the three. That's going to leave these fellows, and they're going to undoubtedly either accept or leave the company. And I'd like to retire Dance and Parker, put these three fellows in as vice chairman, working with me for a year, letting you see them at board meetings, because they're all going to go on the board, report to you every month what's going on. And at the end of that period, we'll pick the chairman, and the other two hopefully will stay as vice chairman. And having gotten the chemistry thing worked out, I felt confident they would stay. And that's how we went at it.
Mm-hmm. Does the CEO always select his successor?
The board.
Well,
the board selects,
but
approves.
Technically speaking, but in reality, is it always one CEO who decides whom to bring forward?
Who else would you suggest make the recommendation? Say,
I'm not challenging. I'm asking.
No, but there is no one other than the CEO who's had the opportunity to work with that individual in the depth necessary to measure all the qualifications and performance against them.
How were you selected?
I assume Fred Borch did exactly the same thing. He did have an airplane interview with me.
He did?
Yeah. And he had several meetings with the board, I know. But he put us all on the board by that point. Parker, Dance, Jones, Weiss, were all on the board. Mm-hmm. So the board knew us quite well.
And what questions did he ask you that were most informative to him? Did he ever tell you?
No. He roughly went through exactly the exercise I went through with the chaps that I interviewed. Mm-hmm. And I modified quite a bit his approach because I wanted to fit the situation I had. But it was essentially, the airplane interview was a piece of it. Now, I'm sure he had done the other things I did, namely, develop his own vision for what was ahead and what was needed to meet. He never told me, but I'm sure he must have done it. I did it. And I imagine he also had written down his evaluation in detail of each of the competitors for the job, which I had done. But he never showed me any of those. The only thing which I knew, because I was personally involved, was that We did have that airplane ride together.
Is that what gave you the idea to do that, the airplane?
Well, I remembered it, so when I got around to the same thing, I thought it's a good way to find out the chemistry.